As expected soon, Republicans have been working for more than 24 hours to get enough votes to clear the package. ABC's Rachel Scott with more from Washington.
Senators spotted with blankets, coffee, and fuzzy socks inside the chamber as Republican leadership tries to secure enough support to pass the bill. They could only afford to lose 3 votes. And already 2, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina and Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, have signaled they are not on board. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins also on the fence, with concerns cuts to Medicaid will impact rural hospitals.
President Trump is headed to Florida today to tour the facility in the Everglades. It's been dubbed Alligator Alcatraz, the detention center surrounded by swamps and, yes, alligators. Brian Koberger, the only suspect in the murder of 4 college students in Idaho 2.5 years ago, set to plead guilty tomorrow and accept 4 life sentences without parole. This is ABC News. More information is coming out about the man police say shot and killed 2 firefighters in Idaho on Sunday.
Family members say Wes Rowley aspired to become a firefighter himself, and his grandfather, Dale, can't explain why he would start a blaze to lure firefighters into an ambush.
Nobody wants to think that their son or grandson is going to go do this.
Firefighters Frank Harwood and John Morrison were shot to death. A third was critically wounded. Investigators believe the 20-year-old Rowley took his own life as police moved in. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
About 9,000 Philadelphia city workers are now on strike. This is union head Greg Boulware.
What we are is effectively on strike until we reach a deal with the city of Philadelphia that provides adequate raises and work rules for our members, men and women that serve the public of Philadelphia.
The union they are in represents, among other workers, trash and recycling collectors. Philly residents have been told not to leave their garbage out while the strike's on, but to take it to drop-off centers that have been set up instead. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 83 with lots of sunshine and warm conditions. Clear and pleasant tonight, a low of 62. Wednesday, 86 with sunshine. Wednesday night, 65 with a small chance of showers or thunderstorms. Thursday, mixed skies and continued warm with a high of 86. 4th of July, Friday, 91 with a slight chance of afternoon showers. In Richland Center, a north-northeast wind around 4 miles per hour. And on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it's 78.
100.9 WRCO.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your freak show, and knock yourself out and hit a new.
Every other night, if I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting, and once it's in my mind, only one way I'm driving. You know,
I know,
I'ma take the high road. Maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show, and I can still find and get a new low. I'ma take the high.
yard and watched her sipping, crying, flipping through old pictures on her phone. I said, hey, is this seat taken? That's your hate for you to have to drink alone. She cracked a smile, said, sit here if you want. I said, I don't mean to bribe, but girl, you're doing this all wrong. It's gonna take a lot of pina coladas if you're gonna drink him off your mind. They won't stop the rain. She dropped her straw back in that hourglass and said, I guess it's worth a shot. I said, lightning, it don't mix with any kind of fishing. So, girl, I'm guessing time is all I've got. But tonight you need a friend and nothing more. Helps a heart to heal, girl. I've been there before. And it's gonna take a lot of pina coladas if you're gonna drink him off your mind. I'll sit here a little longer and get us something stronger, something that'll work in half the time.
'Cause when love don't shine like it thought it would, ain't nothing quite like tequila straight to chase the clouds away. Yeah, girl, I'm here to tell you, paper umbrellas look good on top, but they won't stop the rain.
Yeah, when love don't shine like you thought it would, ain't nothing quite like good tequila straight to chase the clouds away.
Yeah, all them pink and yellow paper umbrellas
look good on top, but they won't stop the rain.
Tim McGraw, Parker McCollum, and WRCO. Let's turn back the clock a little bit. Number one this very day in 1979, Waylon Jennings.
I've held it all in, God knows I tried. It's an awful weight in the country boy's life. Look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on my shoulder, the age in my eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of who don't understand the pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Well, I finally made 40, still wearing jeans. Light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
Michael Montgomery. In fact, that song was number one this very day in 1995 on the 1st of July. Celebrity birthdays include rock singer Deborah Harry of Blondie is 80 today. How can that be? Pop singer Victor Willis, Village People leader, 74. And actor-comedian Dan Aykroyd turns 73 today.
From our kitchen to your ears, Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
100.9 WRCO. back when that blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy with a tailgate down. FM on it with the gold of the loud. Burning up the night, dancing wild. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding. Living in the moment with a good time crowd. Making life count. Back when a how you been came through a phone call. Back when a pastime was watching baseball. Yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy with a tailgate down. FM on it with the gold of loud. Burning up the night, dancing wild.
Hubbard on WRCO, back then, right now. Sometimes a song can do that to you. Here's John Anderson.
My daddy was a brakeman on a highball traveling train. My mama, she raised four little children and her family had a good name. And papa and mama wanted all for us they never had. Brother, little brother, and sister too. None of them turned out half bad. Except me. I'm the black sheep of the family. Big brother went to college and became a doctor man. I guess he makes about $1 million a year off of folks on insurance plan. He's got a big, long Mercedes Benz and a house overlooking the town. He sits in his jacuzzi and he watches the sun go down. And he feels real sorry for me. I'm the black sheep of the family. Yeah, I drive me a big old semi-truck. I'm making payments on a two-room shack. My wife, she waits on tables, and at night she rubs my back. And I tell her what my papa said to my mama when he got off a highball train. Oh, wake me up early, be good to my dogs, and teach my children to pray. Little little sister married a banker, yeah. He owns a country club. He bought her a big old racing horse and a funny looking little dog. He buys her big rings and diamonds and a brand new Japanese yacht. And they like to get together and talk about all the things they've got. But they never mention me. I'm the black sheep of the family. Yeah, I drive me a big old semi-truck. I'm making payments on a two-room shack. My wife, she waits on tables, and at night she rubs my back. And I tell her what my papa said to my mama when he got off a highball train. Wake me up early, be good to my dogs, and teach my children to pray. I'm saying, woman, wake me up early, be good to my dogs, and teach my children to pray.
You say I'll never change, just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame, gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, you stick around this long, and if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking.
Morgan Wallen on FM 100.9. Later this hour, we'll see what's cooking with Amber. That always makes me very, very hungry hearing about all the great things that are cooking at Quail Run this week during a holiday week. That's between 11:30 and noon. Right now, Tanya Tucker.
Well, I was up all night wondering what to do, thinking that all I just forget about you, but it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. To do the right thing now. Well, the hotel told me you're a heartbreak king. Yes, I ought to pay attention when they say those things, but it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late.
right thing now.
Turn the jukebox up, throw some sawdust down. My jukebox gone to turn his heart around. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. Well, it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Turn the jukebox up and throw some sawdust down.
WRCO, we've made it to 80 degrees. The time is 11:30. This update is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate expected to vote sometime soon on the Trump budget bill. Republicans have been debating it for more than a day now, nonstop. They're trying to scrape together enough votes to get the spending package passed. President Trump, meantime, in Florida, standing alongside Governor Ron DeSantis, touting the massive detention center being built in the Everglades. He says more facilities will be built soon.
We have Louisiana doing it big. Alabama's doing it. We have a lot of states. They seem to be red states and not too many blue states for whatever reason, you know. But the red states, Republican-run states, are doing it. The blue states don't do very well at security and policing.
Job openings in the U.S. rising unexpectedly in May, showing once again the resiliency of the American job market. Televangelist Jimmy Swaggart has died. His ministry, worth millions, fell apart in the 90s following prostitution scandals. He continued preaching. Jimmy Swaggart was 90. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Brewers getting ready for a game against the Mets, an important one tonight as they begin the three-game series in New York. 6:10 first pitch time on WRCE this evening. The Brewers doing good work with their talented pitching arms. 22-year-old Brett Witrowski is the latest. He has a fastball that can touch triple digits and above-average slider as well. Right now pitching at AA Biloxi, but many of the analysts are thinking the Brewers could have a monster staff in the future if the young arms keep progressing. Also, the Bucks front office has been busy putting the roster back together. Multiple sources, including Brew Hoop, report that two players from last season have been re-signed. On the same day, veteran center Brook Lopez exited with a two-year deal with the Clippers. Kevin Porter Jr. agreed on a two-year contract worth $11 million to return to Milwaukee as the starting point guard. And shortly after that announcement, the team indicated it was returning with Gary Trent Jr. on the roster, filling the backcourt while Damian Lillard is sidelined with his Achilles injury. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
The afternoon forecast calls for a temperature up to the mid-80s and a clear and pleasant night tonight with a low of 62. Sunny to partly cloudy and quite warm, a high of 86. Thursday, 86 with isolated thunderstorms that could pop up. Right now, we have a southeast wind at 3. It is 79 degrees at WRCO Studios. And a follow-up to our sports headlines, once again, it appears, word is that Damian Lillard has been taken away from the Bucks, traded away, and it looks like Miles Turner will be coming into Milwaukee, the center from the rival Indiana Pacers. Coming up, some notes on today, our community calendar, which is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. The Richland County 4-H Youth Gardening Program at the Smart Farm will be held tonight from 6 until 8. For further information, check out the 4-H Facebook page. Concessions will be available in the Killian Meyer Building during Church League softball, proceeds going towards construction of dugouts at Kroska Park. The concessions will be open from approximately 6:40 to 9 each game night until further notice. Enjoy a night of euchre every Tuesday and Friday night at 7:30 at the Mick Memorial Park Community Building in Hub City. ADRC of Eagle Country will host a 10-week session of Bingo Size starting next week at the Richland Center Community Center. Join up to take part by calling 608-647-4616. Enjoy an afternoon of euchre every Wednesday at 1 at the Old School in Avoca. The Richland Area Farmers Market will be held from 1:30 until 5:30 tomorrow at the corner of Court and Orange Streets. For more information, visit richlandareafarmersmarket.org or call 608-213-3374. Richland County 4-H will be hosting an exploring program on Wednesday and again July 16th from 6 until 7 at the Extension Office, designed for grades 2 through 5. Participants can discover what sparks them, learn more about 4-H, and what is available. The Music in the Parks, presented by the Friends of Vernon County Parks and Forest Concert Series, will be held Wednesday night with the Freaks of Nature performing at Sidey Hollow County Park. The free concert runs from 6 until 8:30. Hill Country Classic Power will be meeting Wednesday night at 8 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Lone Rock Farmers Market will be held Thursday from 3:30 until 6:30 at Center Park on Highway 130. Follow the Lone Rock Farmers Market Facebook page for updates on what's happening. The Lone Rock 4th of July celebration begins on Thursday night with an Old Timers baseball game at 8. Friday morning, the marketplace at 7. 5K Water Run Walk will be held at 8. 8, and the parade will step off at 11. Chicken barbecue going on as well at the EMS Chicken Barbecue Stand and the Fire Department and the First Lutheran Church Chicken Barbecue at Fireman's Park as well. Many events, including sand wrestling. More information can be found at LoneRock4thOfJuly.org and on Facebook. And the Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration will be held starting on Thursday night. This year's theme is Proud to be an American. The event kicks off with Greg Webster, also Shalini and Joe performing from 5 until 8, and the Corey Farley Band on stage from 8:30 until 11. Friday morning, the Firecracker Run begins at 8, registration at 7:30. More information can be found at BoscobelFirecrackerRun.com. And also the Giant Street Parade steps off Wisconsin Avenue at 1 o'clock. That will be held. No carry-ins or fireworks allowed during Boscobel's two-day celebration. Enjoy July fireworks at various locations at dusk Friday night. Boscobel, Gays Mills, Lafarge, Lone Rock, Mazamani, Mineral Point, Platteville, Viroqua, and Reedsburg. Kaz Cars and Coffee will be held Saturday from 8 until 11 on East Main Street in downtown Cazenovia. Casual meet inviting vehicles of all types and conditions. Free coffee provided with a small farmer's market running as well. A food truck will be on site for the event coming up this weekend. And a Car-B-Q in the park will be held Saturday at Call Park. Classic cars and trucks will arrive at 11. There is no entry or judging fee. The chicken barbecue begins at noon. The half chicken meal is priced at $14. For more information about the car show, call Craig at 608-574-9705.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
We're at 80 degrees in Richland Center at 19. I make that 21 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Yes, I can tell time. Even with a clock with hands on it, I can still do that. I haven't forgotten about it. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Can't hold me.
Amber Sawyer joins us. What's cooking with Amber today? How you been, Amber?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
Wonderful. I understand that you've been out signing a few of your books.
That's right. I'm just coming back from Minnesota. We had a big book giveaway up there in Minnesota. We gave away 100 books to kids at the racetrack in Forest Lake, and I signed every single one of them. So
my goodness.
Got a little writer's cramp, but I'm still good to cook, so
don't worry. All right. Well, you write right-handed?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you can cook with your left hand then if you have to.
I can cook with my left hand. I'm ambidextrous.
All right. Well, what's going on this week at Quail Run?
Well, this week we got a pretty exciting week. We got the 4th of July, so make sure it's a big golfing holiday. Come on out, get some golf in, get some great food, some drinks. Friday night, we'll have our fish fry. Saturday, we're doing a crazy burger day again. Everybody loved those crazy burgers we had going on, so come on out and try a peanut butter and jelly burger, or maybe a Greek burger, maybe a curly fry burger, a taco burger, a breakfast burger. I'm going to bring back the Bloody Mary burger. Just a few of the burgers we're going to have on our menu for Saturday. And then make sure you stop on in Sunday, because Roasted Chicken continues every Sunday this month, all through July.
I have some questions about some of those burgers, but peanut butter and jelly burger?
That's right. That's right. So we're going to take our burger and put mozzarella cheese on it, peanut butter, and my homemade cherry barbecue sauce. So it'll be a peanut butter and jelly burger.
Okay, got it. Wow, that sounds interesting. And the Bloody Mary burger, that might be one of the most popular of all of yours, isn't it?
It was really popular when we did it back in October. That's going to have some candied bacon on it, cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomato, and I'm going to make a homemade Bloody Mary sauce. I know everybody here in Richland Center loves their Bloody Marys, so we're going to incorporate that into a burger on Saturday. So if you missed it in October, come on down, have it Saturday.
Well, we're into the new month of July, and what is the burger? What will be the cheesecake?
In July, we're going to have our Greek burger. So that's going to be lettuce, tomato, red onion, feta cheese, cucumber. And then I'm going to make a homemade tzatziki sauce that's going to go over the top of that burger. It was our most popular burger when we had our last Crazy Burger Day, so we're going to incorporate that and have it available all the month of July.
Mm-hmm. And what about the cheesecake?
Oh, that cheesecake. I just made it the other day, and I had to bring one home to sample it. It's a chocolate s'mores cheesecake. So it's a chocolate graham cracker crust, a chocolate ganache on the top, chocolate filling, and then some marshmallows, graham crackers, and a mini little campfire on the top. It's adorable. You're going to love it.
All right. Well, you're making us hungry as you always do, Amber.
Wonderful.
And what about the hours at Quail Run over this upcoming Independence Day holiday weekend?
We are open regular hours, 11 a.m. until 8, our kitchen, and our golf course opens at 7 a.m. every day. So come on over.
All right. We'll stop out and see what's cooking with Amber, find that out firsthand, maybe even get her autograph. You'd probably do that.
Sounds good. I'll be there all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we'll see y'all out there at Quail Run.
Amber Sawyer joining us from Quail Run. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Phil. Have a great week, everyone.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time to celebrate our independence with new appliances and a television from Town & Country TV & Appliance. Shop this week for markdowns, closeouts, and rebates. Visit us anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
A lost and found item this morning. Lost, a female brown, black, and white dog wearing a collar, and a black and gray female dog not wearing a collar. Lost in the area of the Richland Intermediate School. The number to call is 608-604-4429 if you have seen those dogs this morning. Again, 604-4429. Celebrate with color and save big now through July 5th at Bailey Paint and Decorating's 4th of July sale for great paint and so-so jokes. Why did the painter bring a ladder to the store? Because they were going to take their color scheme to the next level. Located in downtown Richland Center, Bailey's is your trusted Benjamin Moore dealer, offering a full line of paints, stains, and accessories. Whether you're giving your deck a facelift or creating a bold indoor look, their expert team is ready to help. Don't miss out. The sale ends July 5th. Bailey Paint and Decorating, where color meets inspiration. Inspiration. Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
WRCO 100.9.
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own.
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while. Maybe longer if I do.
Don't you think the time is right for us to find all the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time? And can you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right and what is wrong. Will it take too long to see?
Hey, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Now it's come to what you want, you've had your way, and all the things you thought before just faded in the gray. And can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Oh, won't you look at me and tell me,
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while.
Thank you.
Got a souped up ride and I really wanna ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood.
Phil Nia, I hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll be back your way bright and early tomorrow morning here with the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Enjoy where you're at today. If you're home, cool. This is Alan Jackson taking us to the afternoon.
In a small town down in Georgia over 40 years ago, her maiden name was Music till she met that Jackson boy. They married young like folks did then, not a penny to their name. They believe the one you vow to love should always stay the same. And on the land his daddy gave him a foundation underway for a love to last forever or until their dying days. He built a bond strong enough to stand the test of time and a place for us to turn to when our lives were in a bind. They made their house from a tool shed granddaddy rolled down onto a log. And they built walls all around it, and they made that house a home. And they taught us about good living, they taught us right and wrong. Lord, there'll never be another place in this world I'll call home. My mama raised five children, four girls, and there was me. She found her strength, faith in God, and love of family. She never had a social life, home was all she knew. Except the time she took a job to pay a bill or two. And my daddy skinned his knuckles on the cars that he repaired. Never earned much money, but he gave us all he had. He never made the front page, but he did the best he could. And folks drove the cars for miles around and let him look underneath the hood. And they made their house from a tool shed granddaddy rolled down onto the lawn. there'll never be another place in this world I'll call home. There'll never be another place in this world that I'll call home.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 82 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate expected to vote sometime soon on the Trump budget bill. Republicans have been debating it for more than a day now, nonstop. They're trying to scrape together enough votes to get the spending package passed. President Trump, meantime, in Florida, standing alongside Governor Ron DeSantis, touting the massive detention center being built in the Everglades.